In September, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed new rules limiting the amount of carbon that future coal and natural gas-fired power plants can emit into the atmosphere.
The levels of carbon pollution in our atmosphere have increased dramatically.
This was the administration's first major environmental action since President Obama outlined his new climate change policy in a June speech at Georgetown University.
The potential impacts go beyond rising sea levels. Here at home, 2012 was the warmest year in our history. Midwest farms were parched by the worst drought since the Dust Bowl, and then drenched by the wettest spring on record.
The energy industry will almost certainly challenge the EPA's rules in court. And if he gets a chance, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt will likely challenge them too. Oklahoma's lawyer-in-chief has been at odds with the EPA since he took office in 2011.
I mean, some believe that the EPA, that we don't need an EPA, that they don't have any role at all. I'm not one of those folks. I mean, I think the EPA can serve and has served historically a very valuable purpose.
But Oklahoma's attorney general says the EPA is no longer serving that purpose, its historical mission to protect human health and preserve the environment. Pruitt says the EPA today is writing and enforcing rules to pick winners and losers in the energy industry. Right now, coal is the biggest target in the EPA's crosshairs, but the attorney general says natural gas is next.
I think that the progression from coal to natural gas is rather small. I mean, I think when you see the proposed rule on greenhouse gases, I think the attitude with the EPA and certain environmental groups is that fossil fuels are bad, period. And they're doing everything they can to use the rulemaking process to attack both.
Attorney General Pruitt has fought the EPA's crackdown on coal-fired power plants. When the federal agency denied the state's plan to control coal haze in the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge in favor of a stricter federal plan, Pruitt sued. That case was dismissed in 2012, but Pruitt is still fighting. Right now, he's asking the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn a recent 2-1 decision that favored an EPA pollution plan over Oklahoma's.
The EPA didn't like our plan for one reason. It contained fossil fuels, and it didn't get rid of them as quick enough as they wanted it to occur.
Pruitt has testified to Congress about the EPA's heavy-handed overreach, signed his name next to other states that are battling the federal agency, and led a multi-state lawsuit for records that might show the EPA circumventing states and colluding with environmental groups to set policy through lawsuits, a tactic known as sue and settle.
This is all about cap and trade. It's all about carbon emissions. It's all about greenhouse gases, and I think that's going to trump and kind of swallow up all of these other areas that we're dealing with now. These other areas have been battles. That's going to be a war.
That war could be fought in the nation's biggest legal arena. The questions about cooperative federalism, how state and federal governments are supposed to work together, are so fundamental, Pruitt says the U.S. Supreme Court might have to weigh in. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.